Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast Channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, while it's not just a wonderful, it's not just a glorious, but a marvelous Milan right now, another 3-0 victory to talk about. It's me, Gio. Our partner Terry is in the building. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to go through our report card, give the people the grades. So get ready in the chat to be a part of the show. Also, get you ready for the huge clash coming on Sunday against Napoli. We're going to hope for some super chats so we can get the conversation rolling here. And again, if you haven't checked out Monday's show, Vinny and Steve doing a special contest right now. If we can get to a certain amount, 250 is what they're aiming for, baby. In Super Chats, we're going to have a special Halloween week show. You are not going to want to miss it. So Super Chats are open. Let's go. Let's hit it up. If you haven't already, there's always the first thing to do. If you are a new person to our channel, we appreciate you being here. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you can be up to date with all the times we're going live with our videos. Please leave a comment. Smash the like button. Follow us on the audio platforms if you prefer to listen. But me and Gio, damn it, we got to say we are a visual experience, all right? Ask Lord Figo's mom what I mean by that, and he'll tell you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, G, it's me, you, Terry here, our stat boy in the building. Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della Milan!
Buonasera! Goal! Come on, baby! Come on, baby!
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast Channel. I'm Fabio, and with my partner Gio and our stat boy Terry, we are coming live from Long Island, New York, Southern California, and Toronto. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the one, the only Milan!
Coast to coast, baby!
Yeah, damn right. What up, gentlemen? How are you guys doing tonight? I know it's a little late. I'm sorry for the people that had to wait on us, but me and Gio, we had to get it right tonight. We had to get it right. And our buddy Terry, get used to seeing Terry in the little screen, baby. Get used to him, because we got to talk about a Milan that is on the up and up, and it actually looks like, damn it, we could be on the right path because of a couple of key signings and maybe the ultimate signing, which is bringing in a new coach. But Gio, talk to me, baby. Talk to me. How you feeling tonight?
No, I'm feeling good, man. We get a lot of shit on this channel that we don't know nothing. But remember, we heard it first here. I said it first, Fabio. I said this the last dance. And so far, it's looking like a good last dance. We're dancing with Allegri right now. We're taking off our shirts. We're taking off our underwear. And we're letting them know we're here with this sausage.
Pow, pow.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Listen, it's a good time to be a Milan fan. There is a lot of having to say, hey, guys, all right, look, it's still early. The test is coming in the next back-to-back weeks. This is where we're really going to need a good performance. But we'll get to that later on, because we got to talk about what happened just this weekend. And it was, just last night, just yesterday, Tuesday night. Milan Lecce, 3-0. Let's bring it up, G. You know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to get into the report card, baby. G, let's go. Let's start, man. 3-0, right? And when I think of this game, there was no sweat in it at all. This was a professional game. Milan went out there from the jump with no Modric in the lineup, with Pulisic on the bench, starting Jimenez and Nkunku out there. What were your thoughts, bro? What were your thoughts going into this game, man? I mean, it's Lecce. This is lowly Lecce. We should be dog walking them like we did. But what were your thoughts before?
I saw changes that I liked. I liked that Ricci was starting for the beginning. So I wanted to see what he could do on his end. But I like the changes, Fabio. You know, Big D Gabbia, he got a rest, well-needed rest, because when you let the lumber down every night, you know you need a rest.
There's no rest for the wicked, G. Come on, you know how it is.
Yeah, but I like them, man, and I just want to say one thing. Wow, how much has Bartosaggi grown in a year and a half, Fabio, that we know the kid?
Bartosaggi had, again, to keep it in perspective, it is Lecce, not a great squad. They did a lot of rotation themselves, but Bartosaggi had himself a game, all right? And there were a couple of players that really showed their quality, and we'll get to them individually, but let's start at the back, all right? Mike Maignan coming up. Exactly. Mike Maignan coming back off an injury, bro. I didn't know he was going to be available until I saw the lineup. I said, oh, all right, Mike's back. Good, good, good. So what was your grade on Mike? Because I gave him a C, because with the exception of one save that he had in the 80-something minute, he didn't even touch the ball, bro. He didn't even touch the ball.
I'm going to give him an A, Fabio. I mean, he didn't really have
anything. An A, bro? You give people an A for just showing up?
I mean, Allegri got Allegri got these guys balling out, man, in the defense, bro. So
unbelievable, bro. You're going A, I'm saying C. All right, see, this is why we got to do the report card, because G will be talking crazy. That's just me. I mean, if a goalkeeper doesn't even make basically a save, I think he makes one little touch save in like the 80-something minute, bro. Your team is just dog walking the other team. How can you give the keeper a C grade? I just don't understand. Am I nuts, Tim?
I want whatever Gio's smoking.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, so we're going to collectively, look, Mike B. I mean, other people, yeah, at least he didn't injure himself. Is that what you're giving him the A for? Because A for staying healthy? All right, so let's move on now to Tomori. We'll do the back line now. Tomori, what's your grade on Tomori's performance?
I mean, the defense really didn't have anything to do, Fabio. I mean, I'm gonna just give him a B, bro. I think Tomori, he's coming back into that Scudetto form season, Fabio. A lot of people thought he was dead and gone, like Justin Timberlake said, but he's alive. I'm alive.
He's alive. I don't know if I'd give him a B. I think you're talking crazy, but. You see, I have him as a C. I have De Winter as a C. What's your grade on De Winter, bro? First game getting to start. What's your grade?
Even though De Winter, I don't know, bro. I mean, but like to me, isn't De Winter supposed to be like cutting the defense open? He's supposed to be playing those long through balls. I mean, I don't really think he did that all game.
Playing more center in this one, filling in for Gabbia. You know what I mean?
Not everybody can lay the lumber like Bob, like Gabbia does. So De Winter, get your lumber game up, bro.
Guys are being harsh. They did get a clean sheet. I mean, it is only Lecce, but
yeah, come on. I mean, I'm just saying. I think C is fair for De Winter. But you're saying what, G? You're saying
no. I'm saying C.
You're saying C as well? That's why I don't like telling G my grades. I feel like he's that kid in the class who looks at your grade and said, that must be the letter I'm putting. I don't trust it. Pavlovich, I'm giving him a B, G. So I ask you what you give him, Pavlovich, here. Because he made a couple of really good plays. He even had a free kick that made the goalkeeper have to make a save, bro. A diving save from this guy. Pretty solid. He was distributing the ball pretty well. And he even has a great pass to Salamanca's that finds Rabiot, who hits the crossbar. That started from Pavlovich. Pavlovich had a couple of really good passes, bro. So that's why I'm saying B. What do you say?
Like they're calling him in the chat, Poppy Bitch. He gets an A, Fabio. I like it. I like his free kicks. He's showing his off his arsenal, bro, like free kicks and all that, Fabio. He's like a right winger, bro. No, left winger, my bad, because he plays on the left. He's like a left winger, Fabio, so I'm going to give him an A. I like how he came. And then he cut out three dangerous plays. Remember, just with extra effort, Fabio, he cut out he slid tackled on people and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, he played really well, bro. He was easily our best defender, man. Yeah. Definitely a big step up in his performance. They even have him as the highest rated one, so they, I think they agree with us. But let's go to Salamakas now. Got to call him by his real name. When the kid who's performing like this, you can't call him Salad Tosser. You can't call him Sausage Maker. You can't call him any of those other things because the kid is fucking balling. And I'll tell you right now, he's the man of the match. Because if you watch the highlights again and watch the game, Salamakas is doing everything, bro. Everything. And he is cutting people up. This kid, you could not tell me 4 years ago that this kid was going to be a baller like this. Bucksy Gang Central, appreciate you, man. Defend gets a B because they didn't give Legit a chance to even get in our final third. And I'm blocking it on my own screen. Sorry. The lack of pressure shows how good they cleaned up the trash, baby. Fucking sanitation. I love it. Thank you for the super chat. Keep them coming, baby. Keep them coming. RG, what's your grade on Salamakas? Because I have him at an A+, bro. Man of the match. I can rally off a bunch of things that this kid did. Again, that great pass that if Rabiot finishes it in the 30th minute, that's an assist right there. let me just keep looking. But what's your grade? What's your grade on it?
Man, the loan spills did him well. Fabio, he came back and he says, now I'm ready to play for Milan. He's giving effort. He's doing attacking. He's and he's even defending. Fabio, he's all over the pitch, man. Yeah. And this is what we need, a salad maker. And I like that they taking him out too, Fabio, like in the 80th minute, and they bring in that young kid out to Kemi. That's keeping his legs fresh because we're gonna need whatever his name is.
No, Edamame.
Edamame. but yeah, so I love Salamaker. He's grown, and you know he wants to be here. He's like an Adley, Fabio, but he's more talented to Adley. So I'm gonna give him an A, Fabio. I like
bro,
his effort.
Adley was nowhere near Salamaker, bro. Nobody wants Adley. We have to beg him to leave.
Yeah, Salamaker played a role. Not having Modric there, huge. Coming up
huge, bro. And again, he's been clutch. Easily one of our top three pickups. Get it. Oh, Salad Messi. Thank you, Frank. Another $6.99. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You guys are the best. All right, so Salad Messi gets an A from both of us. Loftus Cheek, G. Go ahead. You start this one, even though you see my grade. Go ahead.
Loftus Cheek, I'm gonna give him a C, Fabio. I don't know.
Oh, he's such a fucking hater. You are a hater.
I don't know because there's sometimes like my thing about Loftus Cheek is like that's why he ain't never hit the heights, bro. He doesn't know when to shoot and he doesn't know when to pass. It's like it's reversed. He's wide open on top of the box, just shooting. No, he wanna be passing it. Nah, man. So that's why I'm gonna give him a C.
No, you're bugging, bro. Because if you watch this game, Loftus Cheek actually plays well, bro. If this was hockey, he would have gotten like 2 hockey assists, bro. He's been making passes the whole game, bro. Even that one chance at the beginning of the second half, boy does a little spin juke, bro, like he's Saquon Barkley or some shit out there and puts a perfect shot. And I'm telling you, I thought, this asshole just scuffed the shot. No. You watch the replay, bro. The goalkeeper gets the slightest of touches, and it just dinks lightly off the post as it goes by. He had a good game, bro. He had a pass, the hockey pass to Fofana, which finds Pulisic after to get the third goal. He has another great pass to Salad, who forces a shot and a corner on that one. RLC, he did a lot this game, bro, and he was bullying people and stole the ball. He also hit the he did a couple of really, really good plays, bro. This is for Terry's great work on the graphic. Thank you, Timmy Barone, the best. Thank you, man. Listen, guys, if we keep having good nights like this and we keep it rolling, God knows what we're gonna see on that Halloween night, baby. Come on. And if we go even higher, people, and we hit the 500, you guys are gonna be the top three people who donated. Are going to get a free shirt to pick on Vintage Pitch. So definitely keep them coming, baby. Super chats. Throw some questions in there, too. We appreciate questions. We'll get to them later in the show as well again.
Who doesn't want to see Fab in a wig for Halloween?
Bro, you don't even know, bro. I'll come out like Bob Marley. Let's go. All right, so let's – so what you said, C, you're such a hater, bro. You are such a hater on Loftus-Cheek. What about Ricci?
Man, it shows you, Fabio, this kid, Allegra, he's a hoe for this. Like, he took him out just because he had a yellow card. Like, come on, Allegra. Stop being a hoe, bro. Like, the kid, I just feel comfortable when Richie's there, bro, which is different than the other Italian style. And it took him like a year to get suited in. But Richie seems like he just slows down the game. He closes his down and everything. So, but I love Richie, man. I think the team is more composed too. And I want him to play between Modric, Richie, and Rabia should be our starting center midfield. Versus Napoli, man. I think and he could learn a lot from Modric too, bro. Sitting on the bench and not playing next to that Ballon d'Or guy is not going to teach him anything. But I like it, Fabio. Everything seems more composed. Yes or no? B.
It does, but again, I feel like he did what was asked of him. He didn't do anything yesterday that made me say, okay, he really like with a. He deserved to be. There was a lot of chances on net. You know, again, he just distributed the ball, broke up the play. Oh, my God. Look at this. All right, big up to Frank, bro. Gio, drop the rock. RLC had one cleared off the line. We're getting 23-24 season RLC that Tim and I saw score a bomb against Slavia Prague. Listen, man, I think he's been pretty good. And, again, a good rotation piece, bro. I don't want to see Loftus-Cheek starting, but when he gets a start, I want to see him do well, bro. Earn that 30 minutes or, you know, 40 minutes that maybe we need to sub out somebody or somebody gets hurt, bro. I honestly think Timmy, I'll send 20 for Gio to beg for forgiveness, to apologize. They're all see. Listen, man, he might have to do it, bro. He might have to do it. All right, so you're giving Ricci what? Just so I can be clear?
A B, bro.
You're giving him a B. You want to give him the D. Let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. You just because he's Italian, you got your nuts all sauced up. Listen, Rabiot, no. Now, Rabiot, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. There's like three people, right, I've identified so far that just within 1 month, that these three players are going to make the difference for us this year. And it's Salamakis, it's Modric, and Rabiot. These guys are phenomenal, bro. Rabiot was so good this game. Despite still not scoring a goal, he was everywhere. And did you see how immediately when he came into the squad, the team basically righted the ship? Modric alone wasn't going to do it. You needed another guy like Rabiot, who Rabiot is like so easy on the ball. He's never really making much mistakes. He has a great eye for passing and moving and stealing the ball. He's not a pussy. There's no soft to him. And he knows how Allegri wants to play. And he's been awesome, bro. So I have him as a B+, bro.
Sorry, this guy's part of a World Cup winning team, right? Like he's very big in the midfield. That midfield in Milan is quite balanced. You have age, you have the veterans in there. You have guys who won everything. You have guys that want to learn. The guys that are coming up. So it's promising in that midfield, man.
Bro, and like you mentioned about being on the national team, he gets called up. He keeps playing like this. He's going to be starting in the World Cup next year. So it's like, this is a time for him to really show out. I have to give him a B+. Again, no goals, no real assists, I don't believe, but just outstanding work by Rabiot. What do you say, G?
Fabio, like, I didn't even know that we signed up for so cheap. They said 13 million, Bonetti said.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I got to fact check him because sometimes he'd be off the rocker. But, bro, to me, Fabio, I don't know. I never seen him play like this at Juve. Like, he's all over the pitch. You can't take the ball off of him. I know he scored a couple wonder goals on us versus Juve, but that's all I thought he had. But I guess Allegri's getting the best of him. Like I said, man, the team is rolling, and I was against the sign of, but woo, was I wrong, Fabio?
That's right, bro. You're not allowed to be wrong. Yeah, you have to have known it from the jump. Otherwise, you're a phony, G. That's how it is now. So you're giving him an A? I'm not going to disagree, bro. Again, he had a lot.
We don't give B pluses, and now you're giving B pluses.
I'm getting saucy right now, bro. I have to differentiate a little bit. I had to. I'm sorry, but let's go another one.
They paid $10 million for Rabiot.
That's nothing. That's a good $10 million, bro. $10 million, well deserved. All right, Bartezaghi, baby, playing his first game in a minute, giving Estupiñán a chance to rest. And the young cat, bro, he was good, bro. I gave him a B+. Had the assist, he would have had even more, bro. He played really well. But I have him at a B+. What about you? I know you're going to sauce him off a lot.
Fabio, man, who would have thought out of all our youth players, this guy would be getting game time? And I think in the beginning you said, oh, it's only Lecce. Fabio, but this is what I've been talking about all the time, was Ciroli, Toriani, Liberale, all these young kids that we know that they have talent. Is like, okay, if they can't play good games against the bottom feeder, then that shows you they're not going to make it at Milan. And Bartezaghi, I don't know about better than Theo, but boy, oh boy, I never saw him cross the ball like that, you know, because I'm a original OG Primavera watcher. So, you know, I'm not just a bandwagon when they start making back-to-back finals and hop on it. But I never saw that in his game. And he had a lot of good crosses in there, man. So, man, shout out Bartezaghi, man. The young pup, he's getting his minutes, bro.
Frank, thank you, bro. Gio needs to go to the lab to learn nuances. Oh, my Lord. All right. So you're going A for Bartezaghi?
Yeah, I'm going A, man. The young pup.
You want to get A plus or just regular?
No, A, bro. I don't know.
You don't do pluses and minuses.
I don't know. You're doing plagiarism right now. Bleep pluses and all that.
All right. So we'll go to Nkunku. And sorry for me blocking it with this thing. Hold on 1 second. What do you think, G? Go ahead. And Nkunku. Yo, obviously, you know what? I have him at an A, bro.
The plane is passing by, but look, Nkunku, man, this kid, he's not a kid, but like I think he feels like revived, like you see that spark. The first game he came on a couple minutes, last game, and then now this game, and boy, oh boy, like he's gonna put a lot of Serie A like defenders in a problem because he's like smooth. He's like slithering, like Malfoy. He slithered on your ass and stuff like that. Because look what he did to the defender, Siebert, like, bro, yeah. he did a move and then boom, he clipped him, red card, fell on the play, you know, a red card. So Nkunku, I like where we are. I thought we paid a lot for him, you know, but hey, man, and these couple of games, he's looking like he's looking lively, Fabio, and he's all over the pitch. And that balloon celebration is an A in itself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had to give him an A just for the celebration, bro, because that shit was epic. But we're going A, bro. I think he was outstanding for this one. You guys are lucky. Frank won't even buy me a drink at Mills, but he's donating here. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you, Tim. You guys are the best, bro. I love the battle back and forth. You guys are the best. You guys keep this up. You're undoubtedly getting a vintage pitch shirt. Let's go, baby. I think Nkunku is going to be so good, and that celebration was just off the charts.
Tim, he spent all the money on Vince Mancini. He dropped like $1,000 on Vince Mancini at the bar.
All right, so I think A is a fair score, bro. Let's go Santi now. Santi, what you got?
I'm going to just give him a B, Fabio, just because he got the goal. But, bro, he missing clear-cut chances too many times for my liking, Fabio. And that's a big problem. We spent 35 mil for him, and he has to basically work out because it's either him or Nkunku. We don't have no other strikers. So, I mean, you know, and we're going to need him. Because he had one-on-one with the goalkeeper and he shoots it straight at him. Like, that's not cool. And especially this next game that we have, any small chance, you know, we're going to need to take it. And I think that's the problem right now.
But, we'll talk about what we're going to do on the weekend. But
yeah,
I think I would echo those points. There's still too many chances that you needed to finish and put away to get that monkey off your back. But he gets one. And again, you know, I didn't even really mention it. We completely glossed over it until you just said it just a few minutes ago, is that Lecce were down early in this game to 10 men at like the 16th, 17th minute. And then immediately after, 3 minutes later, finally Santi gets the breakthrough that he's been looking for. And he could have had one or two other chances before that, especially the one in the 7th minute where Bartizaghi again sets him up with a nice cross. And he just doesn't get a good kick on net. He kicks it completely over the net. He just gets a wrong touch on it. And then he has the 1-on-1 that you mentioned within the first, 90 seconds of the game. And, you know, he could have done something better, could have tried to chip it around or something, but he hits it right at the goalkeeper. But there's another chance wasted, bro. But I felt
he should have did a Martinelli.
He did everything else was good, bro. He was holding up play. He was getting, you know, he makes a nice pass to Rabiot early, who Rabiot gets the shot saved in the 9th minute. Again, that's RLC stealing the ball, finding Jimenez. Jimenez does the right thing by passing to Rabiot, and Rabiot gets it saved. I mean, sometimes you got to tip your, at least you put it on target. Let's not do, you know, Fofana stuff where we're kicking it all over the place. So, all right, let's go now to, what's your grade on Santi? You're saying B as well? I'm sorry?
Yeah, B.
B it is. All right, let's put that B.
B.
All right.
B for barely.
Yeah, barely. Barely getting by. All right, so let's go to the next one, G. Hold on, everybody's going to see our conversation real quick. Let me stop sharing for a second.
B for Batty Boy.
All right, let's go. We're going to go to our subs now. So our subs, G. First one, I believe, was it Pulisic? I think so.
No, he took out Ricci. He took out Ricci, Fabio, because he had the yellow card.
Fofana, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just share this. So what's your grade on Fofana? This one I didn't put a grade myself.
I'm going to see, Fabio, Tribuna is back. Tribuna at the 19 is back. He. I don't know what's up with. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit, like my guy Gattuso says, but that shit was crazy, bro. That was strictly into Tribuna. I think it knocked some little kid's head off and stuff like that. I don't know what he's doing shooting, Fabio.
But you know what? So what's your grade on him, bro?
Oh, C. I said C, Fabio.
C, okay. Sorry, somebody decides they don't know not to call. So I'm going to say C as well. Again, just clinic performance. Just had to come in, kill the game, and I thought he did pretty good, bro. He has the assist. Actually, no. He's got the assist, bro. I'm not giving him no C. You're giving him a C? You crazy.
You guys almost agreed on the same grade.
No, I just thought of the assist. The assist gives him a B, 100%, bro. No. Where
he's just a cheat. He's crazy just a cheater now, like bro. That, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. All right, Pulisic. What's your grade on Pulley? Got a goal.
Amen. Pulley is an A, man. And I want to say something like Pulley. He's great, man. He's got the most GA title with Lautaro Martinez since the last two seasons. I've been talking about it, bro. So, I mean, Pulley, he's using his worth. Did he sign the contract, Fabio? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Sign the contract. Because
you from Philly, right? You from Philly, right, Fabio?
I'm going to fucking kill you, bro. You know damn well I'm not from Philly, so you better cut this shit,
Nah. But, bro, it shows you class, bro, like that. That goal is pure class technical ability, bro, because it's the ball is coming at him quick, and he just has to think and get it right on point, bro. So, the goal. So, yeah, already 6-8. I'll give him an A2,
bro. He was great. Let's talk about just a couple other guys. Obviously, Atakame got his chance to finally come in the game. Even Odugo, or whatever his name is. He even got a chance to come out there. And, of course, that young where's this kid from?
He's from Suriname.
They really like him, bro. They keep giving him a chance whenever they can. So,
and according to Milan Twitter, hold on. Let me call this guy's name.
Atakame, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Switzerland? Fabio. Okay. Yeah. But this kid, I mean, his name is Chivo. He says... Raimoa said, I've seen enough. Chivo Balantan is a mixture of Sheva and Balotelli.
Oh my god, no way, bro. Now we're talking crazy, bro. There's always somebody online that has to take it. But last grade to give out, G, just in Allegri and what we were doing. Who was the guy that was covering for Allegri this game, man? I can't his name.
Travino, I think somebody put it. Isn't it Travino?
Frank GPT, if you're in there.
No, somebody said it. He gets an A. I think it was Liban Youssef who said it.
All right, but what's your grade on the coach and Allegri?
Oh man, a coach is an A, bro. He made the right changes. He got
Landucci. There it is. Landucci, that's the same.
Okay, Landucci, yeah. He getting it, bro. So Landucci gets
I give him an A too, bro. Back to back games, 3-0 with him in charge. That's pretty good. And Allegri's been doing good getting him ready for these games. The real test is coming this weekend, bro. Let's get into it. Milan Napoli, bro, coming up on Saturday, the prime time game.
Sunday.
The holy day. So, G, Napoli, this is the first real test. This is the game here. The team that were trailing 3 points, the defending champions, the ones that are currently at the top of the table. This is the team that you need to fight. And this is the first head-on-head game this season that they need. I mean, if they could steal all 3 points, this would be something, bro. This would be a call to all the Milan fans that, all right, everybody, all of Serie A, time to wake up. Milan is serious. If they can go out there and put on a good performance and take the 3 points at home against Napoli, man, all I know is I hope they resolve this stuff with the Corva, because they need to have a rowdy atmosphere at this game. They need to. It can't just be the Napoli fans that sound louder in the stadium. No way. They need to do something. But what's your thoughts against Napoli, bro?
Yo, it's going to be the midfield battle, Fabio. It's going to be, hopefully, my midfield I'm picking is Richie, Modric, and Rabiot versus KDB versus Scott McTominay, McSauce, McNugget, and Anguissa, man. I mean, if we put Richie in there, bro, we're going to have composure, and then we're just going to see who breaks first. Both of the midfields are physical, bro. Modric don't look like he's physical, but the guy is physical too. So, and with Rabiot going all over the pitch is crazy. So, I mean, I think the midfield is where the game's going to be won and lost. So,
don't worry about Modric's physicality. He's been doing it that way for the last however many years. You guys are going to be okay. It's going to be a great game, honestly.
Who do you want to see as the starting lineup in the midfield, Gio?
I said Richie, because he's going to give us composure. We're going to.
Do you think Richie's going to be the one out there and won't be Fofana or Loftus-Cheek? Again, he doesn't seem to play Modric and Richie together. So,
well, you asking me what I want, Fabio, and I'm.
I know what you want, but I don't think that's going to happen. I agree with
you. Got to be like Fofana's in form. He's going to play reverse. Give them what they want.
Give them what they want.
Now, to me,
oh my god!
If not, Fabio, if I don't put Richie in, then I'll go super physical. Loftus-Cheek, Rabiot, and Modric, bro. It's like I didn't even know Rabiot was that tall. He's 6'2". We got Loftus-Cheek, another 6'2" guy right there, bro. It's gonna be physical. I think whoever wins the midfield is gonna win the game. Stuff like that, and I seen Vince Mancini ask if nah,
happy with a point?
No, we don't. No, no, I would not be. No. I think Allegri got the guys going, and at the end of the day, Fabio, is we're at home. You know, if it's a tight game, 0-0 at halftime, you know we're gonna have Leao for fresh 30 minutes, and then maybe he could be the icing on the cake to win us a game. But I just want to let
don't think he starts. No.
He only got 45 minutes in the legs, they said. So I'd rather have him in the second half. Like, let's do like a tactical battle in the first half. See, I throw a punch, they throw a punch, and then, okay, we go in 0-0. And then in the second half, we let them hand go. We let them hands go. So I think that's my ideal. And then Rafael Leao got to let the hands go and stuff like that. So
who's your starting two up front? Obviously, with the five, you're hoping for Ricci, but most likely it's going to be either Loftus-Cheek or Fofana playing with Rabiot and Modric. And we believe that Stupian is going to start that left side. We're going to go with Pavlovic, Tomori, and Gabia at the back. And obviously, Salamakis is in an insane form. He's going to start on the right side.
Yeah.
So who are your front two? If you're saying Leão will be relegated to the bench because he doesn't have, from the jump, a full 60, 90 in his legs, and he's going to be a sub, who are we starting with then?
I'm going with Pulisic, and I'm going with Nkuku, bro. I think if we need him slithering like that, especially that Bongiorno is out for them. Bongiorno.
Yeah, I heard that. I just heard
so,
that.
So he could be a guy that like sends Rachmani back to his country and stuff like that. And that's what we need, Fabio. I think you can't drop a Pulisic, so you're gonna have to put Pulley. And I think Nkunku got all the confidence in the world. That goal that he scored was cool.
That was a fantastic goal. And the kid, I think he just offers something different. And giving a chance like him and Pulisic to play together, to play off these guys, man, I think they're going to be the best form. And then at some point, you take off Nkunku and you bring in Leão and you let Pulisic and Leão kill the game. That's what it's got to be.
So, from what you guys are saying, is get the full points out of this game.
100%, man. This is about sending a message as a team.
Yeah, because both teams have 4 wins in their last 5 games. So that's not, you guys should be looking at that like, let's get these guys.
Napoli is undefeated on the season still. Yeah. So, and
Milan, they lost to Manchester City, Fabio.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They lost to City.
Okay. They lost to City. All right. All right. Fair enough.
But don't you go against that baby ever again.
Listen, all I know is that you can mark up that game as one bad decision against Manchester City. All right. So that game is like it sucks if you don't want to lose all 3 points in your first Champions League game, but it's one that you probably could stomach losing, just not the way it happened. But in Serie A, they've been rolling. Now this is the first chance even for them. So I think Milan, if they're able to go out there, and undefeated Serie A, let's try to change. Exactly. If Milan couldn't go out there and get a victory, this sends a sign to themselves and to the rest of the league that if Napoli is the benchmark because they're the defending champions and they're sitting on top of the table, well, Milan needs to now be in that conversation. So if we go out there and we dominate and we get the win and we look confident doing it, Minchia, the hype train on this team will be through the roof. And it's exactly what we want. I mean, come on. I know Allegri had a really good point, bro, that he said. He's like, look, we're not going to talk about Scudetto or nothing like that until March. And a lot of people feel that way because it's just too early. But the way you win a championship is to get these pieces of the whole season where you are head-to-head with the team that is most people think they're going to be the champions. Here's a chance to take the 3 points from them, and let's hopefully keep going in the right direction. For me, I want to see Pulisic. I think Nkuku is a good start. You give him the 45, 60 minutes, and then you take him out. You put Leão in, and Leão hopefully will do his dirty work, baby, and get us the 3 points. What's your prediction on score, G?
Sure. To me, Fabio, I'm going to say, man, I think if we win the game, we're going to win it 2-0. I mean, I think our defense is good. And I want to say, if people are saying that I'm going crazy, look at Napoli. They've been leaking goals this year. The start of the year, they leaked 2 goals to Pisa. Okay? Who the hell is Pisa? You know? I only know that song, La Pisa.
They got that power, bro.
No, it's a Salvadoran sound, like with the old man. He said, tu la pisas a vez en cuando. my Spanish speakers know that shit, but yeah. So they've been leaking goals, Fabio, and our XG, we're better than Arsenal, best team in Europe right now versus defense. 0.116 XG, according to Opta. So, I mean, we're the best defense right now in the whole of Europe. So I think the defense is going to play well. It's just up to the midfield. Fabio, if we win the midfield battle, I don't think they can score against us. So I'm just going to say 2-0, man. And like I said, hopefully they fix this thing out with the curva. I mean, I know Cardinale, you don't like that shit, but we don't got that shit in the United States. But I mean, hey, man, we got to come to an agreement because that's a part of the experience too, where fans come across the pond to see Milan games. They come to see the Tifos. They come to hear the curva singing and everything like that. So fix up. Hopefully, y'all both can get your stuff. Nick, you on some wild shit 4-1. If you go 4-1, bro, I'm streaking naked in the Midio Studio City.
Oh, baby. Watch out, people. There's going to be an eclipse. 4-1, I think that's a little crazy, bro. I think 2-1. 2-1. I'm going with what's the game central put. 2-1, Pulisic, goal or assist. I want to see them flares, baby. Listen, I just think Milan, this is our chance. I do think they'll give up a goal. For some reason, even with Mike back there, like the defense has been good, but he's always good for a howler every once in a while.
Come on, let's be honest with ourselves here. Napoli are 4-0 in the Serie A. You're not playing some chumps here. You're definitely going to score, right? It's how you answer. You guys are definitely going to get punched and punched hard, but it's how you react to it. And I think it's going to be a great game, honestly.
I know, yeah. It's like everybody's a little drunk off the 3-0 back-to-back wins that they think now that there's never going to be a goal at this point. It is great that we haven't given up many goals now, but this is Napoli. They're going to put in something good. And if our defenders are up to the task and can handle this offense and keep Napoli under wraps, all right, man. Bring on Juve next week. Let's go. Let's make it a back-to-back sandwich and put everybody on alert that Milan is back. You know, maybe we don't have to say Milan is going to win the Scudetto just yet. But we can say Milan's back, baby. All right? And Milan's back. Coast to coast is back. MWP's back. We never going nowhere. Gee, let's go. Guys, everybody, before we get to our parting shots, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for being here and super chatting. The super chats are going to get us through an awesome, a really great event. Keep them coming. The more super chats each show that we do, we're going to try to work and maybe think to bring another Coast to Coast later this week with a special guest to talk about Milan Napoli. We're trying to see if we can get that in the works. But, G, parting shot time, baby. Let's go. What you got?
My parting shot. Okay, you know what? Like, as fans, you know, we like to do the meetups and everything. But the main thing is, like, this is a big game right now. So if you can please make it to your local club. If you're in LA, you know, we're going to Fox and Hounds this weekend. We're trying to do something big, like I said it last week. So if you're in the LA area, just keep in mind, but just go support, Toronto, they're going to be at Mills Tap House. My club, Milan Club Boston, we're going to be at Ducali's out there. Milan Club Dublin, they're going to be at the Woodshed. Milan Club Montreal, you know, they're always gonna be a Chicharos. So yeah, man, this is a good time. I know there's gonna be a lot of people out, and this is a big game, man. So go watch it with your brothers and sisters of Milan fans. So yeah, man. I mean, hopefully he shows up again, but that's all we gotta say.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And if just to piggyback on what Gio said, my club, the New York City Club, we'll be meeting at 33rd and 5th Avenue. Legends Bar, the Football Factory in the basement. 2:45 game time on Sunday. Going to be a great atmosphere. I unfortunately won't be there, but I'm hoping for the Juve game to be there. I would just say, guys, that everybody is going to tell you on YouTube, yes, let's relax. Let's relax. Let's take it easy. Take it easy. But I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't give a fuck about everybody's take it easy, calm down. All I know is that if I see a resounding victory on Sunday, Fabio will be coming like a maniac. Pause. All right. I will be coming on these video chats with you people and letting you know that Milan is back, baby. We're back. We're cooking. Fucking Allegri had the special sauce, and we got the right guys finally. A little competency. And if you're still upset and you don't find it happy and you still hate Jerry and you want to obsess over that instead of enjoying football, enjoying your club, enjoying the team, enjoying it with other people at your local club, well, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Go outside, enjoy some life, all right? Me, Gio, and Terry, and all of MWP, we're always here every damn week. And if you're pumped now, just wait. Just wait, all right? Go to the lab and learn the nuances of patience. Never, Frank, never. Patience are for doctors, all right? I ain't got no patience. I'm not here for you. I want that second star, and I've been patient enough. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, appreciate you being here with us. Me, Gio, and Terry saying avunque and sempre, Forza Milan.
Forza Milan.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for watching. Peace out.